Hi, I'm Stunning Stella Cheeks.
And I'm the Enigma Erin Klein.
And this is Not Your Demographic, a feminist wrestling podcast.
Shockingly, those exist.
And thank you for downloading another episode of the Heels and Heels podcast, a special bonus episode with Stella and Erin from the Not Your Demographic podcast.
Yes. Woo! You guys are in Chicago.
I know. We made it.
Finally.
You did it.
Magically, we got here. It was sketchy there for a minute. Mm-hmm. I just started looking at other flights. I'm like, well, we're not going to make our connector. So
really.
The next one out of Albuquerque is at 11:30. We'll get there the next day.
We hadn't even left Orange County, and I was turning to Carolyn and saying, well, I mean, I guess we're not going to make it to Chicago. Let's just get off the plane.
We'll just go home. We tried.
Was there no direct flight?
Not really.
So weird. Not a lot of direct flights. Most of them are going to have at least one layover just because we're so far everything else.
Yeah. And we were flying Southwest because it's cheap. And
there you go.
That's basically it. But I mean, they were nice-ish about it. They're like, everything's fine. You're going to make your connector. We promise you will. And I'm like, I do not trust you.
Yeah, exactly.
At all.
Just miscounted four times.
You don't know anything. But they did literally hold the plane. So it worked out for us.
You know, they probably fuck up so much that they have like a plan to like,
yeah. Yeah.
When Becky fucks up, like, whoever will hold the plane, like, it's fine. Yeah. Like, it's part of our system. Mm-hmm. We just account for errors.
Yeah.
Apparently, working for Southwest is really great.
Really?
I met a friend. I went to a friend's wedding, and, like, one of her bridesmaids or somebody that was in the something. Like, we went to a bar, and she was talking about being a flight attendant. And she was like, I just got a job at Southwest. I'm so happy. I've been trying to get a job with them for years. Like, apparently, like, being a flight attendant for Southwest is great.
Cool.
I don't know
really
why. I would think
they must have great benefits. It's got to be something related
or
to that.
Or, like, are they get a lot of
time
like,
off ever?
Choice of like, flights?
You know, I have only known one person that was a sort of. It was someone my brother was dating, so it barely counts.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But she could basically fly anyone with her at any time.
Yeah.
Like, there was not really any restrictions, so he was going all over the place with her all the time.
Yeah, it's super easy to do that because you get, like, they can put up to, like, two or three just, like, companion to the air crew on a flight at, like, any time. And they, like, bump seated passengers for those people, too, which is so weird. Like,
yeah. They paid for that ticket.
I know, right?
That's just bad business.
That's terrible. Well, I'm so happy you guys agreed to do this because it's been, like, a joke online for a long time. And now it's, like, we're sitting in your hotel room hanging out.
We're making it happen.
It's weird.
Karma was like, we have to like meet people and make friends, and I'm like, it'll be okay, I promise.
We walked in and saw Carolyn and we didn't even say anything, we just like hugged.
Yeah, exactly. It's weird because you're like, oh, we're already friends but we've never met, how does that work?
Right.
yeah and I know that you don't like to have new friends, so I appreciate that you wanted to hang out with us.
I mean, it's true, but yeah, no, I do like
it's nice that there was like an event.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like we came directly to your hotel room and like you hated us. We had some time to like hang out
to make sure that everything was okay. First,
that our like internet personas were not like
right.
Personas.
Can you imagine if we were all at PodSlam and we're like, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't get together.
That's good.
I would have respected it if you're like, yeah, no, you guys, we're out.
That was a really fun event. So that was your first PodSlam. Yeah. What did you guys think of it? You guys marathon like the whole thing.
Literally, we got there. Soon as it started.
Yeah, and we took a lunch break, but like 30 minutes and that was it. But it was fun.
We had a really good time. It's just crazy because all of these people that we've known via internet for so long, mm-hmm. that to like put a face and mannerisms, that's really what's weird, is that watching people that you've listened to and see their mannerisms, you're like, you do that?
Yeah.
Not you guys. There's others.
Like,
not you.
Like that. Why
not
you guys.
No, not you guys, but there were others. We won't
say
names.
Is that the one of the cool ones?
Yeah.
sometimes you expect people to get drunk and be fine, and then other times they just, you know, fall off their chairs. Yeah. Shit, yeah. Several yeah. times.
Yeah. I think it's surprising, too, when you see a live podcast, like, I talk with my hands a lot, and mm-hmm. so I, like, it would probably be helpful to see you do this every week when you're emphasizing things that are important, like, uh-oh, oops, that's me also.
Yeah, I have to tell Aaron, I have to, like, tap yeah. the table and be like, stop hitting the table. Or, like, we have, like, fancy microphone stands now, and her hands, like, move, and she'll, like, donk the microphone stand, and I'm like, you gotta calm down. I started Please. Giving her own side table yeah, so that she could, like, put her shit on the side table that's not near the microphones.
Oh my God.
Erin has her own personal setup when we record now.
That's good. You've made it.
It's true. We've been recording in the apartment she's been living in now for like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I think I've lived there like 2 years.
But for like a year and a half, I didn't have a chair. I just sat on a papasan, and we like didn't even think about like maybe I should have a chair. It just like never occurred to us. And now I have like a whole setup.
A whole nice. Chair. And I use the papasan for my feet.
It's intended purpose. Right?
Just yeah. be like squatted on a papasan for an hour and a half every week. Wasn't optimal, I guess.
I thought your guys' podcast was really fun last night.
Thank you.
I didn't stay and watch any of the ones last year, so I have, like, no experience, but I was like, this is fun watching them do it live.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. I have been so nervous for so long. I haven't done anything live ever.
No.
In really? Front of an audience. I mean, okay, so, like, church as a child.
Okay. I get you.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. yeah.
Raised Catholic. I get it.
That's it.
Yeah. I straight up, when I was in elementary school, I quit choir because I was too nervous. I was very, very shy as a child. I was too nervous to even sing as part of the choir.
And just in the back, high down, and you're like, I can't handle this.
Exactly.
Right. So, yeah, like,
that's delightful.
So, Spotlight on us was really mm-hmm. horrifying, mm-hmm. but, you know, we faced our fears.
Mm-hmm. Those lights were bright, well, too. It was, like, hard to see people in the audience.
It helped
me,
though.
Which was nice.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Mm-hmm. I feel that way when, like, on theater stages.
Yeah, too. I like seeing people.
Oh, no. I'm like, don't look at me. I don't want you to know I exist.
But, you know, I perform all the time, and last year, Aaron can attest to this, I was freaking out.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I don't know, there's something different. Like, this is our, like, little baby or whatever. And also, like, yeah. I usually can perform or dance or do something yeah. that's, like, distracting. But I was like, I'm just sitting and talking. Like, yeah. is this interesting? And last year, like, the audience was comprised of my grandparents, my fiancé, our three friends, and, like, two random guys.
Yeah.
So it was like, hi, Grandma!
You guys did amazing as well. You had a whole, like, presentation. There were, like, visuals to go along with it. We got there, we're like, do we need an outline? We probably should have an outline. We don't know what we're doing.
We had nothing. We were like, let's just wing it. See how it goes.
And so then we panicked a little bit more, and we're like, okay, we need to have something right now.
We try. The visuals are basically a crutch. Like,
yeah.
Look at this.
Look at all America covered in blood. Yeah. Everybody laugh about that.
Yeah.
But you know what's, like, I think makes it so scary is that this is us. Do you know what I mean? So it's, like, deeply personal because it's, when people are listening, they're listening to me in my home at my dining room table with my best friend. So, like, if we get there and people hate it, that's, like, kind of a personal attack. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's really, like, it's us. And so, it was very scary.
My husband recently, like, tried to talk. He doesn't listen to the podcast because why would you? Like, I know your husband works with you on your podcast.
He only listens because he has to
be
there.
Exactly.
I wish we had a producer. I could just be like, we did a bunch of nonsense.
Yes, please take care of this.
I have to do it the next day. And sometimes I'm like, I don't, should we release this? Oh my gosh, yeah. I take out a lot sometimes, even for how long they are. I'm like, yeah, maybe just like that whole.
Get rid of this.
Get rid of this.
Yeah. He doesn't clip hardly anything. Normally,
if he does, it's live. We'll backtrack.
We'll
be like,
stop.
Oh,
we'll be like, erase. Hold on. Erase and start over. Like, but it's pretty rare.
But
only every once in a while
we're
monsters.
To do that because none of us want to go back and edit. Yeah. So. In the beginning, there was lots of editing, and now we've kind of trained ourselves on what we can and can't say.
That's nice.
I'm just like, free for all, like, come on, I'll figure it out later.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. We just kind of, like, let loose.
Yeah. Aaron lets loose.
Yeah, that's true.
And we're also not, like, afraid to embarrass ourselves. Normally, we're not saying anything terrible about other people.
Well,
it's normally about ourselves that we're like,
yeah,
my mom won't like that.
Well,
do your parents listen? Well, turns out they listened last night. So my mom, which my you dad, were like,
I will not bank give you money if you go bankrupt.
Exactly. My mother, my father, who I was like, fuck that guy. My sister, two of my sisters.
You can just tell each my of your brother dad that it's about the other dad. You're like, no, not you. The biological. Other one. No, not you, the stepdad.
Yeah.
You just play it off.
Unless they listen to this one.
Exactly. They won't listen to this one. But they watched last night. Her grandmother my watched grandma last night.
Found out how to watch.
Well, yeah. You guys are grandma friendly, so.
Yeah.
Truly. No, my grandma doesn't care. I mean, she just wants to support and be our biggest fan. She asked us today, we were walking around with a bunch of the Podswoggle boys, and she asked us if during our walking tour of Chicago anyone recognized us from the podcast.
We're like, yes, Grandma, we're so famous.
That's so sweet.
So, that's adorable. Yeah, that's
super cute.
My grandpa, when he saw us last year, he was like, I didn't understand any of it. But you're pretty funny.
Thanks, Grandpa. That's great.
Which is essentially his reaction when he saw Burlesque. He was like, it was so late at night, but you were good.
And I was like, that's awesome.
Honestly, you just gotta show up once, yeah, give me a compliment, and then you never have to do it again.
Exactly.
I found out that my stepdad has started listening to our podcast.
What?
Because my mom texted me, and she was like, I didn't know you were taking a dance class again. And I was like, how did you know that?
Because I won't let it go.
Yeah. I think it's great.
Thank you. I'm going from hip-hop to Hollywood-style jazz and a swing class next. I'm super excited about it. Very excited about it. So my mom, I was like, how the fuck did you know that? She was like, oh, well, Mike, my mom and my dad and I are all married to men named Mike, so they're all like, yeah. It's a lot of Mikes in my family. Yeah. So my
Mike
mom,
1, Mike 2.
Mike B, Mike M, Mike F. That's how everybody's designated. So Mike B, my mom's like, Mike B has been, he was looking at your Twitter, and then he listened to your latest podcast, and I was like, those are two things he should not be doing under any circumstances.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I'm sorry for everything he learned when he looked at my Twitter. Like, don't do that. That's a terrible idea.
My grandparents read my Twitter.
I'm like, don't. That's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm glad that you're supporting us. Thank you. I appreciate it. But also, like,
but
don't.
Also, like, just give money to the Patreon and leave us alone.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't get it. And also, like, you don't need to know most of this. Yeah. Also, don't give money to the Patreon because then they get the NYD After Dark. Like,
oh, don't give money to the Patreon.
Don't do that.
Parents, like, here are my weird sex stories.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I forgot about those. Yeah. Those are behind, like, a dollar paywall.
I know.
You don't even have to really put
right
up a lot of money.
Okay,
well, I feel like we're real relaxed and in it now, so I'm going to ruin it and do a transition.
Let's do it.
So we each have segments on our show, and we wanted to mix it up and do a couple of them. So we'll do one from our show. Mm-hmm. What wrestling merch are you wearing?
I'm not actually wearing it, but I brought it with me. I'm wearing my Nikki Bella Stay Fearless hat, which technically I am not allowed to wear on Not Your Demographic, but I think it's free reign on Not Your Demographic.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to
say
that.
I'll allow it.
What are you wearing, Carolyn?
I'm wearing a Connor's Cure bracelet that I got yesterday at PodSlam. And that's it. I didn't actually bring wrestling merch with me.
You're a better person than I am.
And we both are.
I thought about it, and then I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wearing nothing. I also didn't bring anything. I guess unless you count our matching best friend denim jackets.
I feel like that counts.
I totally think that counts.
That's about the closest thing. So
honestly, I feel like a running theme in our podcast is that, like, we steal ideas from you guys a lot, and I'm gonna steal the friendship jackets because those are amazing. Even though
we stole them from the Bellas,
they're already stolen goods.
Stolen goods.
All right, cool. Yeah.
Good. I don't know when I used to listen to yours, I was like, "There's this like segmented and like run well. We should do segments, Erin."
That is not how we view our own podcast at all. Ever. It's only segmented because producer, he's like, come on, you guys.
If you go too long on a tangent, that's the only reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can see him from the other side of the room like,
he doesn't even listen anymore. He turns on sports.
He will full blown be like watching something on YouTube in the headphones he's supposed to be listening to us on, and then he's just like doing something different.
Yeah.
And I'll be talking, like, ask him a question, and he's not there.
Not there at all.
That's hilarious. But I don't blame him.
No, but he's a good guy.
Yeah.
He tries. Exactly. He does a lot for us.
Yeah. I'm wearing my Birdie B Strong hoodie thing. I don't know. Honestly, it was, like, propaganda because she was wearing it while she was, like, crying about John Cena and Total Bellas, and I was like, what a cute top. Yeah. Yeah, buy that top. And I was like, oh, this is what they want.
Yeah.
It worked.
I just played it. But every time I see them drinking Bella Radici, like, and I'm like, this is fake. You guys are great actors. This is terrible wine.
Right?
Did you try
it? I have not tried it, but after hearing you say how bad it was, I was like, yeah, I don't need that in my life.
The red was, like, the white was fine.
The white was fine. It was whatever.
But the red was, like, heinous. For being, like, a $45 bottle of wine, it was heinous.
And they act like it's the best shit they've ever had.
Right. They have to be drinking other wine, right? They have to be pouring, like...
Maybe they just have terrible taste in wine, though. Like, maybe they're, like, Boone's Farm is delicious, so this is high class. Like, you... I don't know, maybe.
Or they just do the shots of them pouring from the Bella Radici bottle, and then they're like, give me something else, give me something else. Yeah. And then they're like, delicious wine. Yeah. I wouldn't put it past them, right?
Mm-mm. Propaganda forever.
Propaganda forever.
It's totally possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely what they're doing.
That's a Bella move.
Yeah.
I would do it.
I did almost buy the rosé, but it sold out. And I was like, thank God.
It sold out really fast.
Yeah. Really fast. Because
I went to look at it, too. It was like a half hour?
4 minutes or something. Oh, yeah. I think it was like really fast.
Wow. Because
like I was at work, and then I get the email, because I bought it before like a chump. And I was like, I'll buy this. And I went on there, and I was like, no, I guess not. I can't buy this. And I was like, it's probably a good thing. Nick would probably be pissed that I did that again. He was like, how much did you spend? And I was like, oh.
Don't worry about it. That's how much.
Like, the most I've ever spent on wine ever, even in, like, a restaurant.
Yeah. But it's the Bellas, and we have to support them in everything they do.
Yes.
You're right.
We do.
I don't know what it is about the Bellas.
Okay, so I obviously haven't gone back and listened to your first episode. Maybe I will someday. Please don't.
Please don't.
Also, I just want to make an interjection real quick. I went and I added up the numbers. As of recording this right now, we, between us, have released 420 episodes about wrestling.
Of course we have.
That's awesome.
Right?
That's insane.
It's the two longest running female led podcasts about wrestling.
Yeah, we're consistent. A lot of other podcasts pop up and like... Yeah. The bitches in this room are like, no, we have a schedule.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even she takes dance classes and we still put out content.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I added up this morning. I was like, God, you guys have done a lot. And we've done a lot now, too. And I put it together. I was like, of course it's 420. This is like a perfect celebration.
That's ridiculous. But what I was going to say, so at the beginning of our podcast, like, we hated the Bellas. Have you guys always loved the Bellas?
No. We hated them, too.
I kind of remember you guys saying the Bellas.
Yeah. What happened to you guys? What happened to us?
They need a turnaround.
Total Bellas?
I don't know. And I think just in general, taking women wrestlers more seriously, like, they got better storylines. And I think the Bellas themselves worked harder to be better wrestlers.
Yes.
I will contend that Nikki's a good wrestler now, and Rhea's there.
Yeah.
Trying.
Yes.
She's making an effort.
Yeah, exactly. The fact that both of them had to retire helped a lot, too, because it was like, oh, I don't have to watch Total Divas from 8 months ago happen on Raw with these two women, and then they retire, and it's like, I can just like them. Like, it's okay to just like them.
Exactly.
And now that they're back, it's like, okay, but I do actually like them now.
Also, I don't know if you saw the interview that, you know, Brie had those two terrible suicide dives. Were you guys watching? I don't know how much you guys do watch and don't watch.
Oh, so if the Bellas are going to be in a match, we'll generally find that, at least to check that out.
Gotta check it out, right.
Yeah, the suicide dives.
But she released an interview that was like,
yeah, I saw that.
You know, it was really disappointing and embarrassing, but my body is different, and like, that's a move I used to do all the time, and like, my body's different now, and I'm proud that I tried it, and I'll try it again, but it was embarrassing, but like, hey, I gave birth to a kid, and I'm still in the ring, so fuck you guys.
Yes, which is why we love her. Because she gets it.
Yeah.
Did you want to do Obsession?
Yes. So I'm obsessed with the Chicago, first off.
The Chicago! Beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Right? Absolutely.
And I didn't know what to expect because I've never been here before, but it is gorgeous. The weather is great, which is awesome.
Yeah, you guys got like, best weather in Chicago right now. It's like sunny, but kind of chilly, but
it's super nice.
But the buildings are awesome, and everyone's been nice. We haven't encountered anyone that's mean. Well, we didn't have to deal with it.
No.
But at Taco Bell today, there was a guy who got like real aggressive, but we were with a large amount of men and they handled it. But like, I'm like, I gotta eat my tacos. I can't focus on that nonsense.
Excuse me, sir.
This is a competition.
But yeah, I'm obsessed with Chicago. I think it's great.
Chicago's beautiful. I'm gonna say say that I'm obsessed with traveling with my best friend because she'll do all the dirty work of going to the front desk and making a bitch fit and being like, excuse me, you need to move my friend. You've seen her room.
I was like, there's a problem. This isn't going to work.
The guy looked at the computer. He's like, what's your room? And I told him and he was like, oh, he knew. I'm like, so why did you put me there? So, but I would have never, ever done that on my own. Ever. I would have just,
Oh, no, I'll suffer through it, too. Absolutely.
Yeah, right?
I never got me.
Not us. We were
like, no, ma'am. Luigi was like, it's only one more night. Like, let's not make a big deal. And I was
both of them were like, it's okay. I'm like, it is not okay. We're going right now. Right now, this is happening.
Did you demand something free? Because I would have.
I didn't demand anything free. I was just like, we need to move.
We were like, this is the same rate. Are you kidding me? And if we couldn't move, we, like, would ask for a discount or something. Because that's just not cool. Right. Paying the same rate for that.
Yeah.
Not whole place. I couldn't believe it.
What's your obsession, Erin?
My obsession is the X-Files. I've been watching season...
Rewatching?
I watched season 4 over, and then I just randomly started watching 2 again for no reason. Not
backwards.
Not from the beginning, not in the correct order at all. I was just like, I fucking love this show, and I've been watching it a lot, and it makes me very nostalgic for the 90s. Aww. Because, like, Nazis are bad, and everyone says so. And also, like, they were super progressive about women, because they're, like...
You're the woman.
Well, like, in the early seasons, especially in 2, when there are men who, like, question Scully's, like, credentials as a doctor, it's like, you're a piece of shit. And they're just, like, uniformly painted that way. And it's like, oh, what a time. Yeah. What a time to be alive. That they're, like, really progressive in the 90s somehow. And I just,
or
like,
at least specifically
it.
In the X-Files.
Yeah, exactly. Which was a Fox show. It's just very, it's like a weird cauldron of, like, how did this exist in the 90s? And why is it so perfect? And I love it so much. Also, I realized it's why I'm obsessed with bees. Because bees are, like, a huge motif throughout the show. And I totally forgotten about that. And I started watching again and was like, I want a million bee tattoos now? Uh-oh. I want at least 3 more X-Files tattoos. I'm like, freshly. I just rewatched Battlestar Galactica and got a new tattoo. It's coming.
She does have an X-Files tattoo already.
And yeah, you have a bee tattoo.
And I already have a bee tattoo, yeah.
2 Battlestar tattoos.
Yes. I have a 3rd Battlestar tattoo.
Do you guys have any tattoos?
0 tattoos.
I'm unsurprised.
You guys talk about getting tattoos.
We've thought about it a lot. And just haven't done it.
We talked about doing it here, but then it was like, we just...
Too much. You're doing too much.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't have the time. And then also to have to go research tattoo parlors.
Okay, if
I
you
mean,
come
we could
back,
have done that for you.
If you wanted to tattoos... We can do all that research for you because we've already done it.
Yeah.
We've already done it.
I can say there's probably a good chance that if we come back next year,
yeah,
that will probably do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Because there will be less pressure to, like, because we need to see the bee. We need to do this. We need to do that. We need to, so.
All right.
It would probably be very little.
Yeah. My first one was little, too. Yeah. Like, it's fine.
You know, my first 3 were really little. Now I'm like 15.
Yeah, I have 14.
I have a lot.
It's beating me. I must get another.
What are you obsessed with?
I'm obsessed with 2 things. I'm obsessed with being very busy, but also looking on the bright side of things. I feel like sometimes I get really busy, and then I'm like... I like freak out all the time and complain about it, which I always talk about how busy I am. It's like my motif. Honestly, my next tattoo, it was a joke, but my next tattoo is going to be a gravestone that just says very busy. my whole thing. But I, like, this week I had a lot going on, but I still got to do, like, Pod Slam, and it was really fun, and, like, this is really fun, and, like, sometimes I feel like I make lists of things in my head, and I'm like, this is a thing I have to do, and then I have to do this, and then I have to do this, and I forget that a lot of the things that I do are actually, like, really cool and fun, and I'm really lucky to do them. Mm-hmm. So I'm, like, obsessed with hoping to keep this perspective.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And then my other obsession right now is grad school, which sounds weird, but my one class, I have the best teacher I've ever had in my entire life, and I'm, like, really happy that I'm in grad school, because my first 2 quarters, like, at least one of my classes, I was like, fuck, I hate this. I'm so mad. Like, this teacher is shitty, or this topic is shitty. Like, what did I do? And then this quarter, I was like, nope, this was right. This is good.
Yeah.
So, like, that is a good feeling.
Sometimes it takes a minute to get there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It took 2 quarters. Counting the quarters.
DePaul's weird, too, because, like, some of their staff is incredible, and some of their staff is, like, literally
I still
have a job.
I'm still thinking about reporting the one teacher, because he was so bad.
You should.
We had 2 classes a week, and he left early or canceled every class.
What?
2 meeting twice a week for an entire quarter. He either left early or canceled, or was like, you can go in the lab by yourself.
What's the point? Like,
why are you paying for
exactly.
it?
Exactly. It was an audio engineering class, so I was like, I thought I was going to learn new stuff. I just skated by with what I had taught myself from doing this podcast and the YouTube tutorials.
So you paid all that money.
Yeah.
There.
You get, like, a fancy certification for right? that,
mate. Yeah. But I was like, I'm pretty new to this program. I, like, don't want to stir a bunch of, like, boats, but, like, the more I think about it, and especially, like, I'm being taught by these incredible teachers now, I'm like, this dude's a gotta go.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
This dude's a gotta go.
When I was going back and I was getting my degree at DePaul, I had that teacher. She was my capstone professor, and so, like, my whole degree thesis was, like, that's all I did the whole class. I had to write this really long paper. It was, like, 20 pages. I had to, like, defend my thesis, and she stopped giving me feedback, like, week 4 of, like, 16, basically. And we got to the end, and I was like, I don't know, man. I think I did a good job. I'm really good at this kind of research. This is, like, my specialty. That's why I picked it as my thesis. And so I went to the, like, the writer's lab, the, like, writing center, which I hate doing because I hate interacting with people. I'm like, no one speak to me. Don't tell me anything.
And interacting with strangers telling you that you're doing something badly.
Yeah. I'm like, fuck this. Yeah. I hate this. I don't want to experience it. But I was like, I have no other choice because she wasn't giving me any feedback.
Right.
And so I went to the lab and they were like, yeah, this sounds really good. I'm surprised she hasn't, like, said anything. And I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to turn it in. And immediately she gives me, like, 100% on my paper. And I was like, oh, fuck, cool. And then I went back. And she just marked everything backlogged as 100%. So she definitely didn't read my paper and just gave me a passing grade on my thesis. And so
that
I was
you worked
like,
so hard.
I worked so hard on it. And I was like, I don't know if I can, like, use this now. I don't know if I can, like, submit it anywhere because she didn't read it. Like, so it's weird to have this, like, academic certification on something and be like, but does it count? I don't know. It was really
Is
weird.
It good?
And the dean switched right after that happened, too. So I was like, well, I could report her, but the dean's gone. It doesn't really matter. It was so weird. And, like, I felt the same way, though, where I was like, you should not be teaching. Like, if you did this for me, who did a great job at this, what about the people who didn't do shit all semester? Like,
well, and even if you do a great job, you still want constructive feedback.
Right.
You still want to improve yourself and learn.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You're there to learn and be
I
better.
I paid a lot of money for that class.
Yeah, exactly.
Or at least validation that you're
awesome.
Yeah.
Like,
something.
I did a good job.
Yeah, my class was more expensive because it was a lab, too. So it was the most expensive class that I've taken so far, and it was, like, the worst.
Yeah.
Honestly, thankfully, I've been doing this podcast because I was like, I guess I know what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, because other people would have just been screwed.
A bunch of people were
screwed. Like, they were like, I don't know what to do. And I was like, honestly, I learned everything from YouTube. Just
good luck.
Just go to YouTube. How did people learn things before YouTube?
They did not.
Libraries?
That's the actual answer. Right.
They read books?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that would be your eggplant.
Yeah, that was my eggplant. That teacher.
Yeah. Do you have an eggplant?
Travel woes.
Your shitty small
small hotel room that I, whatever, I'm still mad about it. I'm just trying to let go and let God at this point. I mean, I guess I would say my eggplant would be the, like, Lyft drivers and just drivers in general in Chicago. Like, honestly, I love this place, but the drivers are worse than LA, so it's impressive how badly people drive.
Uh-huh.
Recently,
it's kind of terrifying.
There was a study recently that said that the worst traffic in the country is actually Chicago.
I believe that.
LA. Yeah,
I haven't been here. I believe it.
Absolutely.
Traffic hasn't been that bad. It hasn't taken us too long to, like, get anywhere.
But we've also been here primarily on a weekend, not, like, work day.
And you're not going very far either.
True. Yeah, very true.
Yeah.
But yesterday, our Lyft driver almost hit two cars and a human. Like,
as
slam
he was
on
talking
your...
to us, telling about how great of a Lyft driver he was.
It was really intense that I'm like, please don't commit homicide
on our behalf
while we're here.
Will not tip you.
A thing I've noticed about Chicago drivers is that they accelerate so fast.
Yeah, it's
and then they
the
slam on their brakes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why?
Yeah.
You're just going to a stop sign. You have to stop soon.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, we've both driven in Orange County and LA our whole lives, and even I was like, oh, I'm so glad we didn't rent a car. I could not handle it.
I told you not to rent a car.
Yeah.
I warned you for a reason.
Yeah.
Like,
thanks God.
Yeah.
We probably would have if you were like, bitch, no.
No.
Don't.
Don't. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I've never had a driver's license, so I like can't, but that's part of it is that I got here and was like, LOL, absolutely never. I will never get a driver's license in Chicago.
No.
Not doing it.
Mm-mm.
I drove here.
That was frightening, too.
Yeah.
I'm not a terrible driver.
Well, there was that
everyone thing. Around you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. That's true. I was merging because this traffic was going, like, it was...
There was like, construction.
The
lane, yeah.
And this person wouldn't move, and I was like, I have nowhere else to go. You have to move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fuck that lady. And then I saw her in the rearview mirror, and she was like, so mad. Shaking her stupid little head.
Yeah.
Did she have manager hair? I want to speak to your manager hair.
No.
Oh.
It's like a ponytail.
Mm. Close enough. That's like
you're wearing a ponytail right now.
Yeah, and I'm like junior varsity. I want to speak to your manager.
I did speak to a manager today. I was like, this is a problem.
My point that is absolutely true. Stands.
That's a good point.
That's so funny. So we have a lot of question cards left over from our weird Joey Ryan interview because Aaron made so many of them.
I did 6 hours of interview prep. I was like, I can't believe he agreed to this. Yeah. So I was like, I'm just going to do as much as possible to make
prepared.
Sure. Yeah, I was like, this cannot be awkward.
That was amazing. And he was delightful. And you guys seemed like very chill and normal and cool. And I was like, so I'm never going to be that cool.
He was great. The greatest I've ever had.
He was great. And he was so fun. But we both and we did the whole thing where we chilled and we met him in the bar before and we hung out and then they did the thing. And then we got in our car and we sat in our car and we were like, weird.
No, it's all weird.
It's so weird. No, it's weird.
But, it was great and fun and, really easy to do. But then, once you got, away from it, we're like, that was weird.
Yeah,
it was
so weird.
Super weird.
Well, inside baseball, we also met Mia Yim and Leva Bates in the lobby on the way out.
We hate Leva Bates.
And we talked a lot of shit about her. So it was
hey. He's like, hi, I'm Leva. And we're like, hi.
It's so nice to meet you. But Mia introduced herself by her real name. And
she was
like,
hi, I'm Stephanie. And I was like, oh, no. Because, I feel like I have a fake name, right? So I feel like when people who have fake names give their real names, I always give my real name. Because I feel like that's, a respect thing, I guess. But I was like, but I already did this whole interview with Joey as Stella. And he knows I'm a burlesque dancer, but I don't know how much he knows that this is my fake name. So I was I had this, internal crisis. And I was like, what do I do? And then I just finally was like, hi, Stella. But the 2 seconds that it took me to shake her hand or whatever, my whole brain was like, oh god, what do we do?
Alright, here we go. I'm fanning them out. We're doing the magician trick. There's so many in here.
What's the weirdest thing you did as a child? Well.
You set that down so definitively, I know exactly what this answer is.
So on Mother's Day, I asked my mom, what's the weirdest thing I did as a child? And I didn't think she was going to divulge this piece of information, but she did. So here it is. I used to like to lick the sidewalk. Why? Don't know. But if I was outside, I was licking the sidewalk. She was like, you can't do that. Until probably five.
Okay, that's a long time.
Yeah, it was a long time. And still,
as a childcare professional, that's
it's
a long
time. And still, when it rains, I get nostalgia. I can smell the wet cement and it, I don't want to lick it. I don't because I'm it's disgusting. But I loved licking the sidewalk and it's so gross and I don't know why. There had to have been some deficiency. I should have studied.
There's a mineral in there somewhere.
Somewhere that I need. But that was
a
weird thing that I did as a child.
What's the weirdest thing you did as a kid?
I honestly, I know I asked my mom the same question. I forget what she told me. But I remember I used to like to purposefully go out to my yard and run the hose on the lawn so that it would create mud. And then I would just spend hours playing in the mud. By myself.
That's fun.
For no reason. Creating the mud. Making a mess. And then I would just go in. I was very independent as a child. My parents, I don't know where they were or why they were get out of the mud.
They're like, she's fine.
She's fine. She's in the mud. Leave her. And I would just go in and take a bath and clean myself off and carry about my day. I don't know.
They weren't stop destroying our lawn.
No. They were just whatever. Imagination.
But your dad's a real hippie.
obviously my name is Karma.
Yeah, exactly. So they were probably like really excited.
They were, like, wow.
One with nature. Yeah, you're one with nature.
Yeah,
yeah. Wow.
Yeah, probably.
Mine is, this is probably not surprising. So I'm an only child, so I would spend a lot of time alone, and my parents were very young, so they were, you know, they were good parents, but like they were also like 19 and 20 when they had me. So like, yeah. You know, there's a learning curve there.
Absolutely.
So I spent a lot of time alone in my room, which is fine. But I used to, like, do, like, death scenes alone. Like, as an, because I'm an actor. I used to, like, be in my bed and then I would go, like, do a whole dramatic, like, death scene. And then, like, die. And then, like, just go about doing whatever. But I would just, like, randomly do it, like, oh, no. Oh, God. Just have these, like, really dramatic, like,
that's amazing.
Dying death scenes. And I don't think my parents ever knew because I was just doing it by myself. Just, like, acting alone in my room, like, oh, God. Yeah. It's not surprising.
That's not surprising at all, actually.
But I did do that by myself.
I have two. One is, like, a weird thing, sort of like yours, Carolyn, that when I was really young, I don't know, like, 3, 4-ish, I would have, oh, okay, so we had, like, a huge drawer of those, like, candy chapsticks, and instead of using the chapstick, I would definitely eat the chapstick.
Yeah, like, yes. The Smuckers?
Yeah. And I, like, couldn't.
Like, root beer flavored.
Yeah, I, like, couldn't understand, like, this is really bad for you, you shouldn't be, because I never got sick, and so I did that all the time until my babysitter was like, no.
No.
You have to stop.
No,
this is a terrible idea. I'm going to have to call poison control.
I don't get it. It's so delicious.
So I used to do that. But the weirdest thing that my sister and I used to do, we lived in a subdivision that was brand new, and so it was, like, us, and then another house all the way on the other side of the subdivision, and it, like, slowly built up as we lived there over the years, and my sister and I would just go climb in the dirt piles.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say climb inside the half-built houses.
We also used to do that.
It was so fun.
We would break into half-built houses, which is very illegal.
And
so dangerous.
As a child.
Yeah, we were like walking across these planks that are like be
or
the,
like,
living room floor,
like,
over
cement,
like, a
basement.
Yeah, like there's a basement underneath of us and we're just like trekking across these boards like a huge ass trap and we would just climb all over it and like
me too.
We would have absolutely been arrested 100%. And we would like climb through the pits when it was just dirt before they even started building it and like slide down sort of the same like playing in the mud. And my parents were like, all right, I guess. Like, they did sort of the same thing where it was just like, have fun.
Right, okay. Yeah, my grandparents lived in a subdivision very much like that.
Yeah.
Like, they were one of the first houses, and now it's huge. So then, but my grandparents would just, like, go with me and be like, yeah, whatever, do, just, like, climb around.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't feel like anyone's property yet. So
yeah.
You're like, yeah, I'm going in that fucking house. There's, like, a lock on the door, but it's, like, made of a wood frame. Like,
yeah,
you literally
so
just walk,
like,
around the door. Yeah, we definitely used to do that. It was dangerous, but fun as fuck.
Super fun.
All right, Karma. Magician trick. Pull from wherever you'd like.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I say yes.
I think it's a sandwich,
I say
too.
Yes. Meat in a bun.
Yeah, it's meat in a bun.
Yeah.
And then you put, like, toppings on.
Yeah, I absolutely think it's a sandwich.
Okay, so I'm not one of the Chicago people, even though I've lived here for a decade, who is weird about ketchup, because ketchup is great. Like, if you want to put
ketchup
on your
amazing.
Thing, fine. But have you ever had just, like, a regular Chicago dog?
No.
Oh, they're very
but
good.
They're so good.
You can
get,
like,
I feel like you
have
to get
it.
Okay, so it's a sesame bun.
Seed bun, yeah.
And then
great.
The Vienna hot dog.
Great.
Mustard.
Not great.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
A pickle. Big pickle.
Way worse.
Really?
Green relish.
Yeah, it's just...
Go on down here.
No, it's all bad.
Jalapeno.
Oh,
God. Okay,
yeah.
So you don't want one.
Yeah, no. Like,
yeah.
Literally.
Celery salt, and also, like, a chunk of tomato.
Yeah.
All bad?
Oh, I mean,
so
I
just
tomato.
Like,
I can do the tomato
So you want
part.
A bun and a tomato and the Vienna hot dog.
Yeah.
And
wait.
Then ketchup.
Yeah. So that's why, I mean, I feel like I'll probably try to buy one and try it.
Yeah.
But that's
but
just
it has,
also
like, a lot of stuff you
so
hate.
So wasteful.
But maybe as, like, a combination of things, you might, like, put it all in your mouth
maybe.
And be like, this together I like and will never eat other than here in Chicago.
Maybe. It's a possibility.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid.
How do you feel about all that stuff?
Oh, no, I would definitely eat that. That sounds... I mean, I'm not really a hot dog person, honestly, so,
right.
Like, if I miss the hot dog, I won't cry about it. But I would definitely eat that. That sounds amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's great.
I hate ketchup in general, so I'm... Mm-hmm. It was just coincidence that I moved to a place that hates ketchup. This worked out super well for me, actually.
I like ketchup a lot.
Oh, it tastes like dirt.
My fiancé bought a bag of fish sticks at the grocery store the other day, and he was
so
like...
So you're, like, adults now.
Yeah, he was like, so I bought fish sticks. Is that weird? And I was like, yeah. It is weird. And then I was like, did you get tartar sauce? And he was like, no. And I was like, that's the weird part. I guess we're just going to use ketchup for our fish sticks. It was fine.
That's yeah, what we used to do. Like, we would, yeah, we'd have those, like, cheap fish sticks yeah, and then just ketchup. Little,
they're
yeah.
great. They yeah. taste great.
Yeah.
I got no problem with fish sticks.
Mm-hmm. I got no problem with fish sticks.
If you could draw, oh, okay, this is one that we asked Joy Reinchi, but it is, like, my personal favorite icebreaker, so we've given answers, but if you could travel back in time to have consensual sex with anyone, who would it be?
Wow.
I mean, Marilyn Monroe is
a good answer. Like, that's a good answer. Right?
And why would I not?
That's a really good answer. Oh, no.
Mine is Marlena Dietrich or Ernest Hemingway.
Mine's Gene Kelly.
Hers is Gene Kelly.
He's very hot.
Karma's is Marilyn Monroe.
No pressure.
I know. Just don't say Cleopatra or Jesus. Those are two that I get a lot, and I'm just like,
that's
like
Jesus.
Really. I'm not
Jesus.
In the cast on fucking Jesus.
During ass Jesus? I don't think so.
Lots of people say Jesus, Karma.
No, that's weird. That's
super weird. I don't like that.
I don't like that.
I don't like that.
I don't, I'm gonna pass, and I'm gonna think about it.
Okay, you, okay. when you...
I will just shout out a name, and
I will all like be taken back, and they're like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta pick one of your own, yeah, girl.
What's your most embarrassing? I've never seen that movie. I feel like there are so many that I haven't seen. I've never seen The Godfather Part 2.
Is that embarrassing?
I only saw the first Godfather because a friend of mine literally pulled me aside and was like, you're coming to my house, you're gonna watch this.
I've never seen any Godfather.
I haven't seen any of them.
I've seen them all and they're fine.
Yeah, that makes me feel a lot
better. Whatever.
All right. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen Ghostbusters 2 either. That's another one that people are like,
what?
I haven't seen
really?
Ghostbusters
1.
People.
I haven't either.
They're really bad movies.
Oh, yeah. God, I'm glad. There Will Be Blood was one of mine for a long time. I've seen that now, though.
Milkshake.
That's a good one.
That one's a good movie, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like it was better seeing it in the movies. Here's the thing. I used to be really fucking into movies, and I used to do that thing where I was like, I'm going to watch all the Oscar movies.
Yeah.
Gonna do.
Yeah.
But then, like, TV got really good, and I started to not give a shit about movies anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't really care anymore about movies.
I don't either. Yeah. And I haven't seen, I mean, I see go to the movie theater, like, a couple times a year.
The only time I go to the movie theater, I feel like, is for a fucking superhero movie. And those are the only fucking times I go.
I don't even do that anymore. There are too many.
Yeah, no, I haven't even seen them all. But, like,
way too many.
I feel like those are the only times I go. I think it's shocking. There's a couple of Disney movies that I haven't seen. I think it's shocking because I work with kids. Like, I haven't seen Tangled, though I know all the words to all the songs. Because it plays on the children's radio stations, and I, like, can kind of get the story of what's happening in the songs. I'm like, I get it.
What's your favorite kids movie?
Oh, mine's a tie. Mine's a tie between Wreck-It Ralph and the Lego Movie. Mm. I can watch those movies anytime.
Really,
like, when I nannied and they wanted to put those movies on, I was like, yeah, sure, great. Yeah. I love these movies.
Yeah.
Yes, they're genuinely really good movies.
Mm-hmm. I love Beauty and the Beast. It's one of my favorites. And I don't know. I think Back to the Future is a kid's movie because that's what we watched when I was a kid. The first one, particularly.
Yeah.
And so I like that one. If people want to watch that a bunch of times, I can do that. It's probably that. That is PG.
I forget that it's PG.
Yeah,
it's like PG.
What's your favorite?
Because
you guys are Disney people.
Yeah.
I'm the only one in this circle that's not a Disney person.
That's not a Disney.
Though I will say, I was all prepared. I have hated the last several Disney movies I've seen, but like Moana fucking rules.
Yeah.
Moana, so good.
Moana might be one of my
top
five.
That movie
at this point.
Fucking rules.
Mm-hmm. I sobbed. It was
so
good.
Like,
oh
yeah,
my gosh.
So
good.
But then she like gives her spirit.
Yeah.
And then she's like, "I'm a bad bitch that can do anything on my own."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Yes, girl.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Let's do this."
The woman who choreographed the dances that they did in Moana was a guest choreographer on So You Think You Can Dance, and so they did a Tahitian style dance this year. It was very good.
Oh,
I would recommend looking it up. It's like 3 minutes. It's very good.
Yeah,
and they like had her in the audience, and the people who run and to do the panel were like, well, we literally have no idea if this was correct because none of us know how to dance this, but like we wanted to have her on because she did Moana and like look at this bitch basically. It was amazing. It's like, I agree, that was great.
Yeah, wow.
What's your favorite, Karma? My all-time favorite is Aladdin.
Oh, that was the first movie I ever saw in theaters.
I was thinking about Aladdin today, weirdly. I don't know why.
I feel like the music is so good. And I
so
just,
good.
Even just all time, not even just kids movie or just Disney movie, it's just one of my all time favorites.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is why I was thinking, I work at a boutique and there was somebody in there that you can tell when you work at a boutique, like somebody has like thief energy.
You're
you
like,
can tell because they're like shifty and they're like looking at where you
are. They don't
want
to
person yeah. that had that, and I was like, because you, like, don't want to, like, hover and make it worse, because if you're wrong, then that's fucked up, but then yeah. you also need to be watching,
yeah.
just in case.
Right.
Yeah. And I had that instance, and then I started thinking about Thieves, and then I started thinking about that Street Rat song. Yeah. And yeah. I was like, Aladdin's a great movie. Yeah. It's a
really cool movie. Thief in a grocery store, different than Thief in a boutique,
yes, probably. For sure. Yeah. A small business. I will steal makeup from Target every day.
Sorry.
They got rid of the underneath of the Target things. I used to steal stuff all the time. I would just leave cat litter and, like, toilet paper underneath there. And then I would walk out, and nobody ever stopped me, but my whole plan was, if anybody ever done, I would be like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, I forgot I put it under there. Nobody ever did, so I stole toilet paper and cat litter for a long time. But they don't have the underneath of the carts anymore.
Assuredly, that's why.
Yes, definitely that is why. Lots of people probably did that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, 100%.
Good for you for making it harder for me to steal my cat litter.
Yeah.
But now I have a Chewy subscription, so I don't even do it. But I'm also spending, like, a lot of money. It's not like I'm just going in there and taking a toilet paper. I'm spending, like, $300. Yeah, exactly.
I feel like I earned this. I don't think that we have any problem with the stealing part. Okay. Yeah. It's really the, like, high school students like, well, are fucked up. Well, that's, like,
In retrospect, you can be like, yeah, I did all that stuff that you're doing, but, like, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm fully, like, not okay with teenagers. Yeah. No, across the board.
Yeah, it's when I have people, like, knocking the clothes off the shelves, touching my mannequins, putting hats on my mannequins for some reason, even though they don't have heads. Why are you doing this to me? It doesn't match her outfit.
At least accessorize properly. Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yes.
What is the most embarrassing or trashy thing that you genuinely love?
I mean,
and it can't be Total Bellas or Total Divas.
Yes, yeah. I feel like that's pretty standard for this room.
I mean,
Taco Bell's pretty trashy, but I'm not embarrassed by it anymore. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's embarrassing, trashy quote marks. Like, what do people consider something that is embarrassing or trashy that you're like, I fully love this?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, so many people are like, you are in a different city. Will you please eat something other than Taco Bell?
I did
like,
that. It.
I know.
I was like, slow bitch. I was like, I was on my lunch break, and I was like, bitch, you don't even know. They don't have the right Taco Bell cantina. They deserve this.
Yes. That was Karma's mom.
I showed it to her, I'm like, what am I telling? No, that's my mom, but I'm into it.
I'm into it.
I'm so sorry.
Calm that bitch out. I was like, I read it. I was like, I kind of want to say, back off, bitch, but, like, she's also my mother-in-law, so maybe I shouldn't. So you can afford me. So I really
take the mantle for you.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. No. I was just, like, on my quick lunch break, and I thought, and I was like, this fits my persona. Like, I can do this. And I wasn't that mean.
No, no,
like, they deserve this.
They deserve this.
No. And trust me.
No. Someone needs to call her down. You're like, no.
I'm sorry, but also, like, I was right.
No. No, she deserved it.
Absolutely.
I love my mom very much, but if she had a Twitter, like, I know my grandparents read it, and I know my mom gets on it and reads it. I don't say anything I'm embarrassed of. I think the thing about me, like, being an only child that they know of, that I've always been like, if you don't like it, get over it. I don't care. But also, like, it's one thing to read my tweets, it's another one to at me. Uncomfortable with her adding me.
Yeah,
like,
don't do
all that on Facebook. I don't care about Facebook. Twitter is my domain.
Back off. Yeah, no, her mom's really chill.
Yeah.
Like, super chill.
Okay. Doesn't care. She would just be like, okay.
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised she didn't fight back. That would have been her move.
She's not really on Twitter very much. Like,
I'm gonna get a notification like a week later.
Exactly.
She likes it.
Excuse me.
Yeah. I just thought that Karma should try something new.
I guess the most embarrassing thing that I genuinely love would be, like, the Jonas Brothers or Camp Rock or Nick Jonas or Joe Jonas. Like,
or Kevin Jonas. I'm feeling Kevin Jonas right now.
The bonus Jonas. Frankie.
He's still a child. I can't comment.
Well, you can. Yeah. Okay. Fair. But yeah, no. I mean, and I'm not really embarrassed by it, but definitely when I was growing up, I was, like, kind of on that cusp where I was, like, a little bit too old to be in the Jonas Brothers, but not too old. I was probably, like, between like 14 and 16 when they were like super huge. Oh,
that's a sweet spot. Perfect. Yeah.
But when you're like in high school, right, it's not cool to like the teeny bopper thing. Right. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
So like it was my deep dark secret in high school, right? No one knew that I watched Camp Rock religiously. Like that was a secret. But now I'm like, yeah, whatever. Who cares?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's something about time that it's like, oh yeah, I truly love this thing and I don't even care.
And that's the thing, though, is everyone my age is like, oh my god, the Jonas Brothers, Nick Jonas, I love him. I'm like, okay, but you shamed me in high school?
Right? Like, why haven't I been honest about this from the go? Exactly.
I don't know. I feel like, much like them, like, I'm not embarrassed by the things that I like anymore. But I think, I mean, I watch a lot of, like, fully children's cartoons. Like, I enjoy not like, oh, animation, but it's like, BoJack Horseman for adults, like, and I watch that too. Like, I like that. I enjoy animation, but like, I watched every single episode of Adventure Time stone cold sober. Like, I just genuinely like the great show. It's a great show. Yeah. I cried at the finale. I like love Teen Titans Go, Craig of the Creek, like all of that like kid shit. And like, honestly, if I'm like homesick or something and I'm not doing something and like SpongeBob comes on or something, I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever, leave it on my TV. I'm fine with it. Yeah. I just went back and started rewatching Invader Zim. It's like, I know that those are critically acclaimed things, but like they are children's television. Like, when I search for it, I love the Amazing World of Gumball. Have you ever watched that show? Mm-mm. It is definitely one of those shows that's made for stoners, but like, it is a kid's show. It's just like, it's very reminiscent of like 90s Nickelodeon. It's just like crazy, batshit, weird stuff. Yeah, it's bright colors.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
bright colors.
Everything ends up happy.
Right, yeah, like, you don't have to worry. Lesson.
It's like, it's like less than 15 minutes with like the commercials. Like, I watched all of like the Powerpuff Girls, like the reboot, which is solid. The reboot is
really
solid.
Yeah, nice.
Every episode. I like it a lot.
I think, I mean, I love reality competition television. Like, I love True Grit. I, like, really love watching, like, I love So You Think You Can Dance. Like, I love watching people use their bodies in a way that is kind of mind-blowing to me. Like, I cannot imagine being, like, I'm fit because my brain will kill me if I'm not. Like, that's part of my life. But, like, I can't imagine being on, like, Ninja Warrior. I'm like, that shit is insane to me. And the fact that people can do that is so impressive to me. So I'm, like, obsessed with that kind of stuff. It took my husband about 6 years to accept this. And now he's like, oh, okay, these I like. We can watch these ones together. And I'm like, all right, you know me now. I feel seen. This is nice.
You know what's really funny is that most people would be like, pro wrestling.
I know. None of us were like, no, I'm not embarrassed about it at all.
I know, I mean, the thing is that we're not embarrassed about any of this, but I feel like most people be like, oh, I really like pro wrestling still.
Right,
I definitely
make money from this shit.
I definitely was embarrassed about it at one point. When we first started the podcast, we started telling people about it, we're like, well, so it's about professional wrestling, and they're like, excuse me? And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. And then I, like, go into defense mode immediately. Right. But now I'm like, no.
Everyone likes it.
Yes. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, you can shame me, but I know that if you sat down and watched it, you would be like,
I love talking to my friends who are not wrestling fans who are like, what happens on Mondays and Tuesdays? Like, everyone loses their mind on my Twitter feed. And I'm like, yeah, because everyone watches fucking wrestling. Yeah. It's just people yelling into the void that you don't understand that that's what they're talking about.
Would you rather fight 20 crab-sized Disney princesses or one Disney princess-sized crab?
Technically, we already answered this because this was a joyride question, so I'm interested in your answers before we divulge ours.
I feel like I'd fight the 20 crab-sized princesses.
Correct.
Absolutely.
100%. I don't need a giant life
size. That's terrifying.
Oh my god.
One snap and he decapitates you. Yeah. You don't understand this question. No. It's a terrible question.
No. Yeah, the right answer is 20 crab-sized Disney princesses. Also, how hilarious.
Right?
Like, a big number, but not that big of a number.
It's enough that they can swarm you, and if you're not suspected, like, you're, like, walking down the beach, and they just run out of the ocean and, like, attack you, that would be very frightening.
And it's depends on the weapons. Shoo.
Yeah, I feel like you'd have to be, like, asleep on the beach for that to be a problem. Like, all of a sudden, they're just on you. But, like, if you're walking, it's like...
You wake up like the Gulliver's Travel style and they're like, tied to the ground. Yeah.
Exactly.
I guess that would be a problem. That would be really crying. I really feel like the big fear with the life-size crab is decapitation.
It's like a quick, doesn't it? Yeah. Them taking you over in any, like, they're huge.
It's true.
That's terrifying.
Okay, that's
the worst question. I don't think you guys take that one, too. Yeah, there's so many, and we...
Yeah, we just keep pulling the same ones.
Caroline, are you thinking about your sex question?
Wow, she's not going
to
let it go.
I forgot, but I will go back to it. Would you rather be able to control fire or water?
Ooh.
Water. People's bodies are made out of water. You can control people.
Ooh, interesting.
Oh, my gosh.
I read a lot of superheroes.
I didn't even think about that.
That is true.
The Earth is majority made up of water, yeah. And people's bodies are majority made up of water.
Yeah.
Fire looks cool, but, like, yeah. Water is powerful.
I guess it depends on what kind of villain do you want to be, because obviously you're a villain.
I'm clearly the murdering guy. I was like, I will kill you with the water in your body.
I mean, I think that water could be potentially not a villain, whereas right, fire has to be a villain. If you're just, like,
yeah,
controlling fire, you're a bad guy. You could be a good guy and control water and keep things chill.
Not necessarily.
Or put out fire.
You live in California.
Yeah.
Like, there could be good guys who control fire.
Yeah.
Just, like swoop in or, like... No.
If you control water,
I don't know.
If you control water, you can take care of the fires.
Sometimes, like
sometimes.
Like how? What is the amount of water, that
right.
you can control?
Like,
at
do
a time?
You need a tsunami to take out a fire? Though, like, yeah. Then you wind up killing a bunch of people. Also, in response to that,
I still think that water is the answer.
I think water is a good answer, but I feel like I would choose fire because of the flash. I want the pizzazz. I want to walk into a room and be like, no.
Just put out everybody's cigarettes. And be like, I'm right.
Yes.
Well, you're the only one smoking.
Smoking with my clove, like, what up, motherfucker?
But water is the right answer.
All right.
There are right answers to would you rather, so I don't know if you knew.
Still has definitive answers.
Oh, this is our last one.
Okay, this is our last one.
Carolyn still has to answer this next question.
I'm still thinking about it.
Okay. If you could erase any one person, including their legacy.
Oh,
Donald Trump.
That's a good answer.
Donald Trump, he's gone. Ronald Reagan, because then we get rid of
him. Yeah, ooh, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah, mine is 100% Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, that's
a
really
a lot
good
of problems.
One.
Yeah.
Hitler?
Hitler's a good one. That's although, I feel like Hitler's a hard one because, yes, definitely. Because
but also...
Then you eliminate the Holocaust, but also he's a product of an ideology that, like, is separate from him in a way, but also, like, 12 million people died, so, yeah.
Yeah, this is a tricky question, because you're like, so you get rid of Hitler or Ronald Reagan, but, like, is it do you create a vacuum in something worse?
Something
goes
else,
in?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Fills inside of that. My immediate thought was Betsy DeVos. It's funny that we're all like, politics.
Well, yeah.
Ruined everything.
Yeah. What, are you going to erase Beyonce's legacy?
Not be anything fun. Thing to do.
Well, she is being sued for extreme witchcraft. So, did you see that?
What?
Beyonce is being sued by her former drummer for quote extreme witchcraft.
I didn't know that was a suable offense or any offense.
It's really. We'll see how it goes.
Well, so far, she's had her restraining order denied. So don't think it's going well.
Oh my gosh.
She's alleging that Beyonce practiced in, like, the dark arts and also put a curse on her that killed her cat.
Okay.
I didn't realize there were dead animals.
It's adding up, yeah. It's making sense.
But also, like, I feel like this woman is probably crazy, but also, like, if Beyonce came out as practicing extreme witchcraft, I'd be like, that tracks.
Yeah, kind of. Like, I'm not shocked by it,
right,
but also, like... Somebody's taking on that lawsuit. They're like, yeah, let's do this.
I'm really like 50-50 because I'm like, this woman is probably crazy, but also like, when you get that amount of celebrity and fame, like, you probably are the Illuminati and you probably are a witch.
Right? True.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I might be a witch according to my psychic. So if I could be it, then maybe also Beyonce is.
Yeah. And she has a lot of money.
She has a lot. That's real witchcraft.
Money is witchcraft.
Yeah.
We've solved it.
Yeah.
That's
I'm going to say Audrey Hepburn is my person.
Oh,
by
good.
The way,
yeah.
I've
answer.
Always kind of adored
yeah.
her and
she's
wanted to be more like her, and so maybe I could just absorb some of her beauty and grace.
It's
which I have
heard. Why are you killing her?
Well, I like to have sex with her.
I like to absorb her into me.
I'm gonna have sex with her, but I don't
know. Hopefully for osmosis.
Yes, yeah. Things will happen. Yeah. There's transfer of like juices and things, so like it could happen. It could happen.
Part of me is like, awesome, you absorb people's powers through sex, and another part of me is like, oh no.
Oh no! That's terrible. That could be bad.
Oh, it would be bad. I'm just like trying to do like a mental Rolodex of like, I don't want those powers.
Well, that was our final question, right? That was your
question?
Yeah,
that was it. That was the final one.
So before we leave, we'll do our appreciate / baddest bitches of the week.
Toni Storm. Toni Storm. I was watching her match with Jenny before you guys came in, and
that match was great.
It was a great match. Great match. But so appreciate her and baddest bitch.
And she doesn't have a tiny hat anymore.
No. Upgrade. Thank God.
I truly miss the tiny hat.
Yeah, you would.
I am in the minority and I know this.
Jesus.
But I miss it.
I don't understand.
Gave
the tiny
her a lot
hat.
Of pizzazz.
Gave her something.
It was a look. It was a choice.
I also love that moment with her and the Iconics where they were like doing their like pointy thing and then
exactly.
She like
kind of did it.
Like, sure. Oh. Australia. I always forget that Toni is Australian because
she's
like
British, yeah.
Well known from coming up through Progress. That I'm always like, oh yeah, Australia, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also like, will you help me get onto the main roster? please, we're friends.
Please.
We're a trio.
Well, I also, my first thought was also a Mae Young classic competitor because I'm obsessed with her, is Mercedes Martinez.
Yes.
I love her so much.
Have you guys seen her live before?
No. I mean, we get very few, decent live indie shows. I mean, and if
it
we
is,
do,
like, life-affirming.
Because you guys are close to bar wrestling-ish.
Well,
yeah.
Ish. It's still, like, an hour away, and they only wrestle on Thursday nights.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So I'm like, great, but also,
life
that's
job.
So hard. Yeah.
Sorry, I interrupt you. Explain why you like Mercedes.
I don't know. I just feel like she has a presence about her. I feel like watching her wrestle is magical. I feel like you feel the respect the other competitors have for her. I think she's just not only an incredible wrestler, but just a good presence in the locker room, which is nice because, I mean,
people seem to respect to like her and respect her.
Exactly, which is like, oh, that's good, because sometimes you get that feeling where you're like, I love you, but I think you're kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
And that's me with Tessa.
That's me with Kimberly.
I love you, but I feel like people hate you.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And so then you feel kind of that weird guilt of like, should I like you? Are you okay?
Are you a Dolph Ziggler? Like,
yeah.
We need to know.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
But I feel like Mercedes is, I don't know, I loved her last year in the Mae Young Classic, but then when I saw her come out this year, I just had this, like, my eyes just opened, and I was like, yes, Mercedes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's so good.
I'll keep with the Mae Young thing that we're doing. I like this.
Yeah.
Karen Q, I was so happy with. So I've seen her, I don't watch Ring of Honor anymore, and I don't watch Women of Honor because they don't make it accessible, and I feel like, I don't feel
you
like,
don't care about it.
I don't feel like going out of my way to support it to, like, try and make it legitimate. Like, they need to make it legitimate before I feel like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I've seen Karen Q as part of tag team Bones of Contention at Rise and Shimmer, and they are so funny and so dynamic in the ring, but are also really good wrestlers. And I was really curious to see how she would translate in the Mae Young as a singles competitor, because I only really know her as a tag team.
Yeah.
And there were a bunch of really good matches on this past week, but that one was my favorite. I thought her and Zia had, like, a really good dynamic. I liked them bringing up their heritage, but not, like, totally focusing on it. And I love that she had little moments of comedy, but it was, like, mostly, like, no, I'm here to prove that I'm a really good wrestler. And I just really like Karen Q, and I'm glad that she got to be on, like, a main stage. Also, I liked her, like, bows, and her new gear looks great.
Yeah, she looks great.
I missed that match. A lot was happening when that was on.
It's worth going back and watching.
I will absolutely go back and watch it.
Yeah.
I think week 3 of the Mae Young was my favorite so far. I think week 1 was great. Week 2 had moments, but was not as good. Even with competitors that I genuinely, like, usually like, I just feel like it felt a little off. Week 3 was my favorite week.
Awesome.
So I would recommend going back.
Yeah. I was going to say my baddest bitch appreciated. I think it's, I'll stick with the theme. I think it's Mia Yim. Like, mm-hmm. she looks great with those extensions in, and also I, like, know what that means. Like, you don't get extensions like that unless you're working for a WWE spot, and so yep. It feels like she's inevitably
there's a lot that. Of rumors about her signing.
She's openly being photographed working out with NXT people in the Performance Center. Like, she's there whether or not mm-hmm. she's signed. And also, we just found out she's dating Keith Lee, and yeah, I was just all gonna say about that. It. I love it. I think they're
what
such
an upgrade.
Oh my god, such an upgrade. And like, he seems like the nicest fucking guy, and like, she just deserves the world. And it, yeah. it seems like he's the kind of guy who would treat her like a princess that she deserves to be treated like. And I'm just so into it. Like,
yeah.
you can only know so much about a person and a performer through their public performance, obviously. But, like, she seems legit happy, and I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you
and
can
like,
tell when there's a difference.
Yeah, and she's worked her ass off for a decade, basically.
And I would say, we've seen Mia a lot, and I've seen Allison Kay, a.k.a. Sienna, a lot, too. That was one of the best matches, if not the best match I've seen from either of them.
I agree, totally
It
agree.
Was such a good match. Definitely my favorite match I've ever seen from Sienna. There's a couple Rosemary Mia Yim matches that I really love that like hold yeah. like a special place in my heart that like are probably better, but like that match was fucking dope. Yeah. And especially considering that was the first match Sienna came back from
right,
after
yeah.
she had like that lung thing where she had like blood clots and like her lungs filling up with
so
blood.
Scary.
Yeah. So scary. So scary. Appreciate yeah. baddest bitch to the main classic.
Yeah. Yay. That's what we're saying. All right. Good.
That's what we're saying. All right, well, I think that's a good place to wrap, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Do you guys have, is that a good place to wrap?
Yeah. Yeah, sounds good. We love you guys.
Yay. This was fun.
This was super this was fun.
Thank you for meeting us and yeah. liking us.
Inviting us into your hotel room.
Yeah, of course. We definitely appreciate it. All right, where can everybody be found on the internet?
So our podcast is at The Heels and Heels on Twitter. I'm at HIH Carolyn.
I'm at HIH Karma.
Producers at HIH Producer.
And you guys can be found on iTunes.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Review and subscribe.
Also, that.
And you have a Patreon.
Oh, shit. We're bad okay. at this. Also, wow, all our back episodes are at arcadeaudio.net. And then Patreon, we've got a series where we get high and talk about things. And
those make me laugh
it's,
so hard.
It's at patreon.com/arcadeaudio.
Okay, I'm at Stella_Cheeks.
I'm at Earn Gen C.
You can use the hashtag Not Your Demopod because we shit out on the Twitter. We don't want to use a Not Your Demographic Twitter anymore.
Good for you.
Yeah,
you're
it's
like,
just
no
too
more.
Hard.
It's yeah. a lot. Yeah.
I can't run mine and Kate's side and Not Your Demographic. It's yeah. like too much. So like the hashtag works just fine. And honestly, when we got rid of it, one person was like, you guys had a Twitter. They're just using the hashtag, and I was
exactly.
like, yes, correct.
Yeah. Just keep doing that.
You can find us on iTunes, where you can rate, review, and subscribe.
You can find our Patreon at patreon.com/notyourdemopod.
That's it. This was super fun. Yeah. Nacho demographic!
Nacho demographic!
Hopefully, this will become like a yearly thing that we can hopefully. Do.
Yes!
Yeah. Super fun.
Agreed. Yes.
Thank you to Rich and the Pod Slam Boys for
yes,
like making
yes,
this happen.
Yeah,
truly.
Yeah.
And they raised $4,500.
I know, I saw
yay,
that.
I did not see that.
I think
yeah.
donations are still
they're
open
still,
for
yeah.
a little bit too. So if you still want to contribute, you can go to arcadeaudio.net and
yeah.
donate.
Yes,
all
they're
the
open
proceeds.
Through the end of October. So
oh,
for
great.
Another month.
Yeah, he said that he wanted to keep them open so that people could post their episodes and that they could
and
continue
also
getting...
crossovers.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. 100%. Yay! All right.
We got
two words for you.
Bree Mud.
Bree
both of our listener bases, there's honestly a lot of overlap, and also, like, I mean, we talk about wrestling more than you guys, but we still go off on crazy-ass
yeah.
tangents, and, like,
yeah.
so it's
yeah.
kind of...
Our listeners are definitely used to us not talking about anything that makes sense.
I loved you guys explaining it last night. I'm like, well, we also talk about the Jonas Brothers.
As you
and
do.
There's no real reason for it, just it's something
know.
We like.
Because we have a podcast, and it's for us to talk about.
It's a platform to do whatever
yeah.
the hell we feel
yeah.
like.
It's free. It's free.
Yeah, exactly.
Get over it.
Yeah.
Exactly. You don't want to listen. You didn't do any work except for press play.
Yeah.
Stop listening.
That's true.